In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In this morning's gospel lesson, we heard the account of Zacchaeus. It is a story which is only recounted in the Gospel of Luke, but that does not diminish its significance for us. But there is something very important for all of us to learn from this account, and that is the remarkable change or transformation which took place in this man's character, heart, and spirit, for they were all transformed. The name Zacchaeus means the pure and innocent one. However, this man did not live up to his name in any way. In fact, he was far from it, as we heard in the early part of the reading. He was a chief tax collector by profession, in the business of taking money from others, obviously quite good at it, because of his rank as a leader and notable monetary richness, as recorded by St. Luke. However, something changed for Zacchaeus on the day that Jesus passed through his town of Jericho. As Jesus passed through and a great crowd formed, Zacchaeus wanted to see who this man was, but he was small of stature. So this wealthy man of a certain position ran ahead and climbed a tree as a child would, just to get a glimpse of Jesus. Now Jesus saw him, greeted him, and told him that he wanted to visit with him at his home. And Zacchaeus made haste, came down from the tree, and received him joyfully. The people watching this encounter unfold immediately began to be critical and judgmental by complaining that Jesus was going to be a guest of a sinner, which is a natural human response. But something happened to Zacchaeus, even as he was climbing that sycamore tree. He came to have a heart for Christ and became a changed man. He proclaimed that he would give half of his wealth to the poor, and if he had falsely accused anyone, he would restore it fourfold. And Jesus rewarded this changed man with the joyful words, "Today salvation has come to this house." Salvation in the person of Christ the Savior, and salvation in the repentant and changed heart of Zacchaeus. The story of this man who was small of stature but possessed a big heart exhorts and implores us to repent wholeheartedly. That means more than just regret. It is a contrition of the heart and an actual change in one's action, as in the example of Zacchaeus. God's goal for us, His children who are made in His image and likeness, is to not live the kind of life Zacchaeus lived before meeting Christ, a life of self-satisfaction, but rather to live as He did after meeting and being in Christ's presence, a life of repentance and concern for others. In other words, God's goal for us is not necessarily a life of comfort, but instead one of character and spiritual development focused on salvation. Christians often misinterpret Jesus' promise of abundant life to mean perfect health, a comfortable lifestyle, constant happiness, and instant relief from difficulties and problems through faith and prayer. To coin a phrase, they expect heaven on earth. If this were true, it would mean that God exists to serve us in our selfish pursuits of personal fulfillment. But God is not our servant. God is our master. We are His servants, put on this earth to do His will and to serve our fellow human beings. While we inhabit this earth, we are to continue to try to build and strengthen our character and our soul in Christ, as Zacchaeus did. But how can we achieve this character and spiritual development in our lives? Perhaps the best way is to try to emulate Christ. Perhaps the best way is to try to become like Christ. It is a free will commitment to walk in righteousness and holiness. And Zacchaeus shows us his own practical first steps towards his new life. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Ephesians, it's chapter 4, verses 22 through 24, provides us with three steps in our learning to become like Christ. First, we must choose to let go of our old ways of acting. According to St. Paul, everything connected with that old way of life has to go. It is rotten through and through. Get rid of it. Second, we must change the way we think. As verse 23 reads, "Let the Spirit change your way of thinking. Be transformed by a change of heart and a change of mind. It is like a metamorphosis." Third, we must put on the character of Christ as we sing at each baptism. Verse 24 reads, "Put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." It is like a change of clothing, like our pure white baptismal gown, but we are endeavoring to wear it every single day. These are the practical steps we may take in transforming our character, become more Christ-like, so that salvation may come to our house. It is a long, slow process, a difficult road with many obstacles, potholes, and detours. But we have the teachings of Christ. We know the promise of salvation. We have a life in our Orthodox Church to strengthen us as we travel this road. We have biblical examples like Zacchaeus to encourage us. The journey to spiritual maturity will take us the rest of our life. Referring to this process, St. Paul said, "This will continue until we are mature, just as Christ is, and we will be completely like him." But we are all a work in progress. Our spiritual transformation to develop a spiritual character like Christ will take us the rest of our life, and even then, it won't be completed here on earth. It can only be finished if and when we get to heaven or at the second coming of Christ. St. John the theologian wrote in his epistle that we can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns, but we do know that when he comes, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. Much confusion in the Christian life comes from ignoring the simple truth that God is more interested in your building, your spiritual character, than virtually anything else. Oftentimes we are concerned about whether or not we are in the right profession. Are we doing God's will through our work? He is more concerned that whatever you do it in a manner like Christ would do it. Christ was not concerned that Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector. What he was concerned with was the change in his life. He was concerned with the transformation of his heart, his character, his soul. He was concerned about Zacchaeus living the rest of his life in a Christ-like manner. Let us continue in earnest with the example of Zacchaeus and the guidance of St. Paul's words in our journey to a Christ-like character and a Christ-centered life, making our daily goal to live like Christ. Amen.